Welcome back to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with info that can save your life. On the show, you will learn not only what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators controlling our world. The ability to overstand and see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding healthcare, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the Big Picture of All Diseases, which is the first diagram that can be found on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com and drcarly.com. If you haven't yet done so, you need to print out those diagrams and listen to the YouTube videos posted of me explaining them, because I have figured out the cause and cure of all diseases. And funny how I'm being ignored. Okay, caller, please mute your phone. Please mute your phone until I get done with the intro. Facing the reality that the psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is a critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. You will learn from my guests that there are many of us standing up. Silence is consent, and speaking the truth and asking hard questions in great numbers is the road to anti-hell. Remember that only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Okay, I'm getting distracted by all this noise. Caller, please mute your phone. Okay, I'm going to call. If you call in, you got to mute your phone, people, because otherwise I can't hear myself think. Remember, I'm board op as well as host. Okay. Only acting on the truth will set you free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you. Confronting evil with documented truth is what we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. Learning to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use PSYOPs operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will eventually help the people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. And that would be the Zionist predator parasites. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. Donations are used to obtain research materials and books that I need for shows and other matters I'm working on behind the scenes. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical devils. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Rod at Dependable Voice, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for international clients and radio shows that I do. If you're in any of those areas I mentioned, please call me. Do not Skype me. I have too many people in my Skype contact list. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. There's a chat room on the OrionTalkRadio.com on my show page, and recent show archives are posted on the station site as well. You will see that the entire OrionTalkRadio.com page is being redone, so please have patience as they continue to work on it. It's going to be fantastic. It's already very good, but they're still finishing it up, so just be patient. Archives of shows for the past few years can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. Since I'm now on three different networks, in addition to Ryan, I'm on RBN on Sunday nights and These Changing Times on Sunday afternoons. So you have to make sure you're clicking on the right section of my archives on thelightofdayradioshow.com to find the shows, which are all basically listed in terms of their show content. There are many ways to listen to shows here on the Orion Network, so check that out on the homepage. And please also support Orion by donating on the homepage and buying a t-shirt to help spread the word about the station. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free. Thanks to Ron again. The toll free number for the station is 888-320-6151. However, we do ask that listeners not use the toll free number to listen to the show. And very important, as you hear all the background noise now, because it doesn't matter how my words don't get through, callers need to mute their phones while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever's speaking. One of the most important things you can do to protect yourself and your loved ones from the organisms being created by the mad scientists at the over 1,300 biowarfare labs in the U.S. alone is purchase the Silver Lungs Colloidal Silver Generator. Go to the link section of ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com to learn how to obtain the silver generator I recommend and use personally for myself and all my pets. And I'm pleased to announce that starting today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, a new show is now on Orion. The name of it is The Earth Needs Rebels. I love that title. The host is Andrew Peacher out of the UK, and I've been on, had him as a guest on many of my shows over time. Their particular interest is vaccine damage of the children and how that's being used to steal children from families in the UK. So try to tune into that show, which is now on Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. And I just have to mention, a man called me at 11:10 p.m. last night from Iowa to tell me he had heard the archives of my show on weaponizing rabies and to, you know, let me know that he knows all about it because he was involved in it. And, you know, it just sickens me. Yeah, it's great. You know, those of you who have sold your soul for cash, you know, the pilots that are spraying chemtrails on their fellow humans and, you know, all these people doing what they're doing. You know, instead of giving me information, because basically I already have information, why don't you just stop doing it? Stop selling your souls for cash, because you know what? You're being killed too. And even though you're, you know, selling your soul to do your particular brand of evil on your fellow humans, that doesn't mean that other things aren't being done to you as well. Okay, I'm not going to have a guest today. I decided probably most Saturdays I'm just going to cover all the stuff that's coming out because there's so much of it. Today's show, What's Ailing America, the answer is going to be health agencies who aid and abet murder by medicine. But we have a caller on the line already. So, caller from 804, why don't you come on? Are you there?
Hey, Dr. Carly.
Hello? Yes.
Hello, Dr. Carly. Hello, Dr. Carly.
Yes.
Hello? Oh, I want to say hi and everything. I like your program. But I would like to stress this. I'm sorry I missed the show last week. I wanted to catch John Kaminsky so bad. Look, could you have J.B. Campbell on? He just like John Kaminsky. Very great man. But you know
okay.
What I found?
Okay, hold on. He's going to be on my show tomorrow on Sunday, These Changing Times. And as far as my archive of the show with John Kaminsky, all you have to do is go to the lightofdayradioshow.com. All the archives are there. Go
okay.
ahead.
I would like to stress this. The Zionist Judeo-Christians, they are very sickening. Following this Israel foolishness. Now, they rather see, I'm going to say it like this here. In order for Zionist Israel to be a success in their deception, the United States must be a sacrifice unto their destruction. And it's sickening how the American people would rather see the United States be destroyed in order to see this Jesus Christ come out of the sky. It is sickening.
Okay,
first
of all, they've been hoodwinked. This is basically, you know, how religion is being used to succor the
yes.
people. And that's why I tell people, we have to get rid of the psychopaths, we can argue about religion later, because it's very obvious that the psychopaths are the Zionists and they are destroying everything.
Now, could I give you, now you see Hagman and Hagman, Steve Quayle, and all these people that stands for Israel, they put out good information, but when they start talking about religion, that's when they get real sickening with me. And that's all I would like to stress there. Oh,
okay.
That person you had on the week before, John Kaminsky, Benjamin Philbrook, he's a Zionist too. All those people, they give up good information, but when they start talking about this Israel stuff, they suspect. And that's I would like.
Who did you say? I didn't catch the name.
Benjamin Fullfoot.
I never had him on my show, never.
Yes, you did. You had him on.
You're confusing me with somebody else. I have never, ever had Benjamin Fullfoot on my show. Never. Okay? So thanks for calling. There's the break. We're going to break. We'll be right back after these messages, folks. And if any of you would like to call in during the show, you don't have to wait till the second hour. Please do so, 888-320-6151. We'll be back after these messages. Bye-bye. Stay tuned. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is health agencies that aid and abet murder by medicine. And hold on a second. Okay, I'm getting all kinds of weird messages. Okay. Alright, before I start talking about some health agency info in the news, a couple other things I just have to mention. I encourage you all to watch the movie The Hunger Games. It was recently released. You can get it from Netflix or whatever. It's on DVD now. I watched it last night, and it's really quite amazing how this movie is preparing us for what's actually happening now. In the movie, two District 12 tributes win by deciding to both commit suicide instead of one killing the other, and this is how they outsmart Big Brother, who gets sponsor psychopaths to bet money on who will win, while they all watch. Now, of course, this was started, this yearly harvesting of, 23 individuals from 12 districts, each of which has to give up one man and one woman, young woman, to be involved in these killing games, because in the past they had tried to basically rise up against their corrupt government. So, of course, it's sending a very strong message to the young people now that if you rise up, you know, some kind of a similar situation's going to happen, although, of course, it's already happening. All of these reality shows, especially Big Brother and Survivor, they're basically showing us what's going on right now. And it was truly amazing watching this movie showing how, you know, all of these tributes are basically chipped, and these Big Brother psychopaths are watching everything they do, just like is happening right now. You know, your TVs, if they're, you know, pretty much new TVs. In the room I watch most of my TV, I have a 15-year-old analog TV, so it's not watching me. But most of you have TVs that are watching you. And if you have any of those security systems in your house, they're listening to everything you say, they're watching you in bed, etc., etc. So it's pretty much already happening. But you know how these psychopaths love to show us what they're actually doing in the movies. But it is extremely sickening to me that this movie has such a following by young people. Apparently, you know, they're getting sucked into this whole idea that, you know, killing is good. I mean, I don't know how else to say it when you watch this. You know, teenagers killing each other and having fun doing it. This is where we're going, folks, if we don't stop these monsters who are doing it all on purpose. Now, amazingly, there was an article today in my local Charlotte Observer. I get this newspaper every day. just so I can report to you on what they're feeding the sheep. And in the movie section, there is a whole page entitled Zombies, Ghouls, and Monsters Invade Kids Movies. This fall, three new movies and one old one will flood the market with animated vampires, zombies, and ghouls. In these movies, they're communing with ghosts, reviving dead animals, and fleeing from torch-bearing mobs. The movies mentioned are Paranorman, a movie about a young Norman Babcock who is a misfit, whose ability to speak with the dead comes in handy when his town is overrun by zombies. So we've talked about the whole zombie apocalypse thing on the show many times. Of course, they're not going to be zombies. They are cannibals made so by the tweaked rabies virus, which has been aerosolized. But you see, now they're basically feeding the same crap to the children. So when the zombies, you know, cannibals come knocking on the door, the children are going to get this idea of, you know, speaking to the dead, like Paranorman does. So isn't that special? Okay, we have Hotel Transylvania, where Count Dracula, the voice of Adam Sandler, you know, Zionist Jew, is the owner of a quiet hotel where persecuted monsters can relax. Isn't that funny? Persecuted monsters. Yes, the Zionists love to put it out there that, oh, poor them. You know, nobody likes them. It's all hate crimes and anti-Semitism, you know. When you speak out against the monsters, they call themselves persecuted. Truly amazing. We have Frankenweenie, which comes out October 5th. About a boy who jolts his dead dog back to life. Isn't that great? So we're going to have children get the idea, you know, to jolt their dead goldfish, cats, puppies, rabbits, whatever, giving them this idea that you can jolt a dead animal back to life. This is what they're feeding the children, and I, you know, can't imagine how many parents will be taking their children to see these films. And then, of course, they're bringing back a very important movie, Monsters, Inc., one of my favorites. And this is a re-release of a Disney film from 2001 in which the booming city of Monstropolis is powered by the screams of human children. Now, this may be, you know, funny to the children, but you see, in reality, when they're torturing, raping, sacrificing, and eating the 800,000 children that go missing from this country every year, according to Justice Department statistics, the adrenochrome, which is oxidized epinephrine, which is released when you're being tortured, this is what the monsters live on, and this is what they're making a joke out of in Monsters, Inc. So, I strongly suggest that you not take your children to see these movies. Okay, and one other thing, there's a local throwaway newspaper I get here in Hickory called Focus Newspapers, and they had an article in here, and I'm sure this is happening all over the country. Child print ID is happening Sunday, August 12th in Newton. And the City of Newton Police Department, in conjunction with Target, will hold a quote-unquote child print ID event in downtown Newton during soldiers' reunion activities. And volunteers from the police department and Target will be on hand to assist in gathering and completing the information requested for the kits. Included in the kits will be personal and medical information, as well as physical characteristics, photograph, fingerprints, dental chart, and instructions for securing a proper DNA sample. And let's see, there's no charge to the public for the kits. All school-age children are welcome. Just realize that what they do with these kits is they create catalogs for the high-level Masons. And this is how they pick the children that they want to kidnap to use for their rituals. So if I was you, I would not be participating in these events or allowing your children anywhere near these monsters, because I can assure you, they are not doing what they're doing in order to rescue your child after the child is kidnapped, because of course, the people kidnapping the child would be the ones that would be in charge of going after the kidnappers, and of course, that just doesn't happen. So, you know, you have to face reality and how ugly it really is. Okay, now I'm going to get to a couple medical issues, and especially involving, I don't know where this yawning thing is coming from, especially in regards to different agencies that are aiding and abetting our demise. But I just want to go over with you an amazing article I received entitled "Schoolgirl Proves Deadliness of Microwave Food." And this involves a science fair project presented by a girl in a secondary school. She took filtered water and divided it into two parts. The first part she heated to boiling in a pan on the stove, and the second part she heated to boiling in a microwave. After cooling, she used the water to water two identical plants to see if there would be any difference in the growth between the normal boiled water and the water boiled in a microwave. And guess what, folks? The difference was amazing. In fact, there are photographs of the plants from day one to day nine. By day nine, the microwaved water fed plant was pretty much dead, and the purified water that was boiled, you know, was actually doing quite well. And, you know, here we have a middle school girl doing this test. How come the people are not warned about microwaves and how bad they are? How come we have the Wizard of Oz on TV constantly? Every show he has where he talks about cooking, he's always promoting microwave. Microwave is very bad. As a matter of fact, there's a book from an author in Japan where he basically talks about even just giving energy to water and how it can change the water for the good or for the bad. It's called Messages in Water. And one of the things he has in that book is a photomicrograph where he freezes the water and then takes micrographs of the water. The water that's micrographed, that's microwaved, excuse me, it looks the same after going through that treatment as water that has been, you know, basically infused with the energy of Satan, just to give you an idea of how bad it is. But here this young girl did this study. Now, has the FDA done any such study? Have they done anything to protect us from these various very dangerous, you know, appliances that most people have in their homes? If they have, they haven't shared the results with us. But one thing I just wanted to let you know, and this is very important, that a lot of people think it's the radiation in the microwave food that's the worst thing, and it's not. It actually corrupts the very DNA of the food so that the body cannot recognize it. And this is very similar to what the TSA scanners do. And so, you know, the fact that the wizard is recommending that we microwave our food so that it corrupts the very genetic structure and our body is having all kinds of strange reactions to it, you know, that's just one of many signs to show that, you know, he is a predator working for the monsters. Okay, let me just finish with this article here on this schoolgirl that proves that microwave food is deadly and microwave water won't even grow food. It says that microwaves agitate the molecules to move faster and faster, which causes friction that denatures the original makeup of the substance. It results in destroyed vitamins, minerals, proteins, and generates the new stuff called radiolytic compounds, things that are not found in nature. So the body wraps it in fat cells to protect itself from the dead food, or it eliminates it fast. And you think of all the mothers who are heating up, you know, their child's milk, their baby's milk, in these quote-unquote safe appliances. And then it also mentions the nurse in Canada that warmed up blood for a blood transfusion for a patient in a microwave and accidentally killed him because the blood that went in had been totally destroyed. Okay, so that's some interesting information. And now I'm going to get into some other issues about how the FDA especially, but also the Centers for Disease Creation, is not protecting us. This is very important information. And actually, it's going to be great. Deanna Spingola is having a vaccine awareness week on RBN the first week in November. And I'm going to be a guest on her show on the Friday of that week. Let's see. I think, yeah, that's November 7th. Yeah, I'm sorry, September 7th. So September 3 through September 7th, each day she's going to have a different person on talking about vaccines. I'll be on that Friday. And I think that's great, spending a whole week telling people different things about vaccines. But, of course, I'm sure I will be the only one that goes up to the level of vaccines being bioweapons. And this is the problem that I have with anyone else that talks against vaccines. If they don't tell the truth, the vaccines are bioweapons, then, you know, basically, you know, half the truth is a whole lie. Or they could be total minions and distracting you to look over there at the mercury or whatever. But vaccines are a very important issue. And we must wake up the people about this because it's getting worse every day. In fact, there's a new page on the Centers for Disease Creation and Proliferation site entitled IIS. It stands for Immunization Information Systems, colon, HL7 Standard Code Set Mapping CVX to Vaccine Groups. Now, there's nobody that has more anagrams than the CDC. They use all these abbreviations, and then you have to look and try to find what the heck does it mean. But CVX are codes that indicate the product used in a vaccine, whereas MVX codes are codes that indicate the manufacturer of a vaccine. And they have all kinds of information in this table. But what I wanted to mention is that in this table are 168 vaccines. 168 vaccines that these monsters have developed. Now, let me mention a couple of them because this is actually pretty amazing. Staphylococcus. Staphylococcus vaccine? Of course, all bacteria and viruses can be killed by colloidal silver. But what the heck are they doing making a vaccine allegedly against staphylococcus? Because as I always teach you, it's actually vaccinating you with staphylococcus. And of course, we hear about all these, you know, flesh-eating strep and methicillin-resistant staph, especially if you go to the hospital. And now we find out they've got a vaccine for staph. Well, if they're injecting you with staph, then I would say probably you're going to have a very serious staph infection, and it's probably going to be resistant to every antibiotic known to man. Because, you know, this is one of the ways that they're killing us. We have a vaccine for rheumatic fever. You know, I never heard of any of this stuff. It's amazing. We have a vaccine for plague. Now, when was the last time you heard of an outbreak of the bubonic plague? I think that was a few centuries ago. What are they doing making a vaccine for plague? Well, of course, I know the answer, because if they can think of an excuse to unleash it, wherever they unleash it, there's going to be an outbreak of plague. And, of course, they will blame the rats and the fleas and the Yersinia pestis and all the rest of it, but I will know what's going on. Now, this is also very amazing. They have many vaccines that have been developed for influenza, but my favorite are the novel influenza H1N1. Novel? Novel? They don't tell me what novel means, but I don't like that word. But there's also a novel influenza H1N1 for nasal delivery. And, of course, nasal delivery is where they're shooting it up your nose. It's a live vaccine, a live virus. And, of course, there's been studies done that show up to 85% transmission of the person that's had the virus shot up their nose to anyone around them. So this is actually one of the most efficient ways that they have to spread flu is by shooting it up your nose and letting you sneeze it, you know, all over your family and friends. Insane. Okay. Melanoma. Who knew they had a vaccine for melanoma? Because, of course, they're going to cause melanoma. I mean, who's coming up with this stuff? Malaria. Malaria. Now, of course, we have Bill Gates telling us that he's injected the, he's created those flying syringes, as he calls them, the mosquitoes that have been impregnated, basically, with malaria parasites. And if you go to the bottom of drcarley.com, you can read about that. And the idea that if you give malaria to a mosquito, that mosquito is going to be a vaccine. Whereas just your regular, ordinary mosquito is basically a bad guy mosquito. It's actually hilarious. You know, what's the difference? Oh, one mosquito was created by Bill Gates, so it's the good guy mosquito. But now we actually have it listed as a vaccine for malaria. Now, they don't tell us if it's delivered by mosquito or by syringe. It just gives, you know, the listing, a short description. They have a vaccine of leprosy, leishmaniasis, the Junin virus, Japanese encephalitis. I mean, pretty much any pathogen you can think of that's transmitted to humans by some other vector, be it an insect or a rodent or whatever, a tick, they have, you know, their version that they can give to you by needle, which is, of course, extremely dangerous. I was quite surprised to see herpes simplex, too. They're vaccinating you with herpes now. Oh, and hep B. I'm sorry, hep E, as in Edward. Now, I had mentioned on the show a few times, a couple years ago, I had a client that got the hepatitis B and the HPV vaccine on the same day. She developed non-A, non-B, non-C, non-D, non-E hepatitis. That's what puts it up to F. In other words, they're causing all kinds of mutations as they combine these different vaccine viruses. So she's hep F. I'm sure they cultured it from her and are now tweaking it and doing something with it. But this is the first time I've seen it mentioned anywhere that they're admitting that there is, in fact, a hepatitis E. You know, they got 24 letters to the alphabet, or is it 26, whatever. I can assure you those will be filled, and now they're up to hep B. And I got a vaccine for you. Okay, and then we got dengue fever, hantavirus spread by mice. Botulinum antitoxin. That's the same as Botox. I wonder how they differentiate between the two. This is insanity, people, and this is what you have to realize is going on, because as I said, They got 168 vaccines to give you now. How many are you going to allow to be injected into you and your children? That's what you must decide. And we're back with What's Healing America, where our answer today is health agencies that aid and abet murder by medicine. And before I go any further, I just want to mention that, as I said when the caller called in at the beginning of the show, tomorrow on my These Changing Times show from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern, and you can find the link to that website on the lightofdayradioshow.com, my guest will be J.B. Campbell. It's going to be a very important show because I have developed a plan on how we can start to go after the Zionist predators. And we're going to be talking about that on the show tomorrow. And I think that you will find it very interesting because it's time for us to act. Then tomorrow evening on my RBN show from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, my guest will be Pastor Kevin Annett, one of the bravest men I know, who is going up against the Vatican, the Crown, and charging them with crimes against humanity, murder of Native children in residential schools and things of that nature. He has given these monsters September 15th as a deadline. People are going to start doing citizens arrests of priests and all kinds of cool stuff. So he's going to give us an update on that tomorrow night on RBN. So please do tune in, because I want to encourage you all. There are good things happening. There are people with a conscience and a backbone who are stepping up to very large degrees. And if you think that's a good thing, and if you're too scared to do so yourself, please support those of us who are trying to save humanity. Because basically, you know, just like I said last night, getting that call at 10 after 11 from somebody who's actually participating in the spraying of the tweaked rabies virus to let me know that he knows what's going on because he's doing it. You know, I don't really like to talk to people like that, because how can you do that? I myself, you know, went to school for 17 years after high school, had thousands and thousands of dollars of school loans, sacrificed greatly to become a medical doctor. And when I found out what they were doing, I threw it all away. How can those of you who are participating in the chemtrails or whatever, how can you keep doing it? I don't get it. Okay, we have a caller on the line. Let me see here. Caller from 707. Are you there, caller? Hello? Caller, are you there? Okay. Perhaps the caller is just listening. You there, caller? Just breathing. Okay. All right. So right now, like I said, I just want to encourage you to know that good things are happening. I know it's looking very bleak out there, but it's really time for those of us with a conscience to get together. And one of the things that makes me very happy is every day I get links to yet another site of somebody who's talking about the Zionists. And that's a wonderful thing, because we need to spread the word about these monsters. Okay, caller from 707, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, my name's E.T. I'm what's left of a useless, eating, chlorinated, fluoridated, vaccinated, subjugated, miseducated, dumbed down, mercury poison, mind control, American zombie slave work unit. And it's good to hear your show again, Dr. Carley. I'm just driving down the road, and this morning I was in a Walmart, and there advertising for flu vaccinations now at Walmart. And I see that I saw another billboard for vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the regular talk show hosts yesterday were all talking about this Marine veteran, decorated Marine veteran, who was arrested for posting on Facebook that the Federal Reserve is private, and they put him in a psych unit, and he spent 5 days or 6 days in a psych unit.
Right. For getting pumped with psych drugs. So that should be a message to all of you idiots who are even considering, quote unquote, serving your country, which means being cannon fodder for the Zionists as well as an experimental guinea pig, that maybe you should reconsider, you know?
Yeah, I know. What's that about? I mean, it's one thing, you know, putting on some boots and trying to serve your country. It's another thing to be an experimental guinea pig. I mean, that's what they are anymore. That you sign up for the military and then you become a guinea pig. An experimental guinea pig for the
scientists. You're not serving your country. You're serving the Zionist war machine, and you're allowing them to, you know, nation build and occupy and cause millions of deaths, quote unquote, collateral damage all over the world. You know, I think it was John Lennon that said, if they had a war and nobody came, you know, what would happen? And I know a lot of these young people are doing this because they can't get a job. As a matter of fact, there was a show on NPR radio, which I occasionally listen to as I'm always monitoring, you know, mainstream media to see what they're feeding the sheep. And this young man got a degree as an engineer, and both of his parents lost their job. So he decided to enlist in the military because, you know, he couldn't find a job in the private sector. And he was saying how great it was. He's getting over 50 grand a year, and he's helping his parents, blah, blah, blah. So they're even putting out shows like this to try to encourage the young people that can't get a job. Oh, sign up for the military. Then you'll get a regular paycheck. Well, you better read the fine print, people, because it's not just talking about the Federal Reserve that will end you up in a psych ward. If you refuse a vaccine, you know, you'll also be arrested and put into their little prison as well.
Right. You need to know how to get out of the vaccines and tell them no, you know?
Yeah.
And they have these, I've seen a picture, they have these vaccine machines for the military where it's like it looks like a nail gun or something. And it's like a hydraulic or something, and they hold this big gun. It's like a big gun, and they shoot the vaccine into all the soldiers, you know, one after another, like an assembly line. They
right.
line them up, and they boom, 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 one after another.
It's actually an air gun, and it's done at such high velocity that, you know, who knows how deep it goes into your system. And another very important thing is that they will not give the soldiers records of what they've even been shot up with. So they don't even know what they're being injected with. And the reason is because in many cases they're actually experimental vaccines. So of course they don't want you to know that, because that would require informed consent.
Oh, right. Right.
So, E.T., as you're driving around, what kinds of things are you seeing? You know, we're getting all these emails about, you know, tanks on the road and all kinds of scary stuff. What kinds of things are you seeing as you're driving around?
Well, there's not, I haven't been to any checkpoints. There's, like, down near the Arizona border and like southern Texas and southern New Mexico, along the highway, they stop you and they ask you if you're a U.S. citizen. I guess the military, the border patrol stop everybody and ask them that. But the rest of the country, that's only down near the border area. They haven't been doing it, but I'm like on these small state highways now in the middle of the country, like Kansas and Nebraska, and I just came up from Texas, and I've seen a lot of state patrols and a lot of police out on the road looking to create, generate revenue for the state, you know, in the form of speeding tickets and whatnot.
Right.
A lot more than, you know, I've normally seen, a lot more than you probably would have seen 10 years ago, you know,
right.
And, 5 years ago. There's,
but
other than that, I haven't seen any.
Okay.
From Lubbock, Texas. I was in Lubbock, Texas, and I'm leaving there, and I saw a lot of people being pulled over and cops going through their car. And most people apparently don't know that in order for the police or whoever to search your vehicle or your person, they have to have a search warrant or they have to have probable cause. And if they don't have probable cause, like, you know, if you don't have like a big bag of drugs or a big gun like sitting on your front seat, then they don't have probable cause. They need to get a search warrant. They need a search warrant to search your vehicle.
Right. But people are too stupid and they believe if they have nothing to hide, they can let the police do whatever, not realizing the police can plant stuff and whatever. Okay, we're going to a break. It's the 6 minute break. If you can hold on to the other side, I want to talk to you about a couple more things if you can. Okay, folks, we'll be back after these messages.
Yeah.
Stay tuned.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
Dr. Banks is the only medical doctor I have found in 15 years.